97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
It's getting nuts.
Brack, Hunter.
How are you?
Hunter?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, you were wrong. It needs to be on mono. There, try that.
What's up?
It's got to be on mono.
Why?
That's weird. I don't know. I know it's weird. Anyway, but we got to figure it out now.
If I sound weird today, it's because of Brock over there.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Blame me.
It's buttons.
Blame me, not the whiskey. All right? Yeah, that's fine. That's fair. Anyway.
Both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
What is the deal with the board? Every time you go into the studio now, it's all reset. Everything's like, somebody resets the building every time they leave.
This board that we have, it works. It works. It's a little bit older, all right? I'm not going to lie, all right? There's been fluids spilt on this board, all right? It's got probably just layers of dust caked on the inside. Here's the thing. With a piece of technology like this that gets used every single day, it's going to take some wear and tear, okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to take
Especially if you're using it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I break stuff constantly, this thing. Yeah, yeah.
We're not taking anything away from Terry keeping everything in line, keeping things nice and making things last. But then you got jocks like us coming into the studio, and something's going to break.
Yeah.
Brock, I think you kicked it off at the light switch. That was broke, but that's not really that big of a deal.
You can fit the light. You have to give the light switch three taps for the light to come on now. But, hey, that's fine. That's fine. It's just a light switch.
If you listeners can imagine, the board inside the studio has a bunch of knobs. And we call them pots where you can turn your volume up and down.
Yeah.
So on the microphone for the announcer mic, which Brock is using, you got to hit on and off all the time. Yeah. On and off when you go on, off when you're off. Yeah. So every time you hit these buttons, they shoot up in the air like 5 feet. For some reason, because we press these buttons so hard.
We're so aggressive.
Terry's like, dude, no other studio has this problem. What's going on?
It's such a, all you have to do, it's a light tap. I don't need to hit it hard, but for some reason, I'm so amped up after the break. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, whips!
I He-Man hit this thing. I Hulk smash the button every single time. Hulk smash, break, blah!
You know that mallet you use to smack the thing at the fair to see how hard you can hit? That's what Brock uses to turn the mic off.
You know that mallet that cartoon characters use to smash the alarm clock?
It smashes the clock. Right.
But, look, I think we got to figure it out. We'll just leave it be. I'm only going to touch two buttons and we'll be fine. But, all right, with that said, let's get going. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
God, I just got a cornucopia of dumbness here. I don't even know. Let's do this one because this is always a good one when you talk about underwear. If any of you ladies are missing a bra or something, you might know what happened to it. Now, after this, some guy in Japan has been arrested for stealing women's underwear. Police say he got them from laundromats. They found a stash of 730 bras and panties in his apartment.
Dude, pick me. Hey, I got my hand up over here.
Yes, you over there.
What's the deal with that? Why do people love underwear so much?
What's the deal with stealing underwear?
Oh, what's the deal? You got to sneak around, go to the laundromat, and you just sniff them out, you know? Dude, what? What is your problem?
The 56-year-old was busted after a college student caught him taking 6 pair of her skivvies when he thought she wasn't looking.
Here's what you do. Those are like flares for a plane. You just go. Just let them go. Go get some new ones. You don't want that. You don't want to be around that guy.
No. And I'm guessing he wants the used ones because otherwise, couldn't you just get your rocks off going to the underwear section at your local Walmart or whatever?
Right. You would think. Maybe it's not good enough because nobody's worn those.
That's what I'm saying. You want the used ones. Kiki is a beautiful woman, all right? She's put together in all the right ways, but never once when I've been folding laundry, I'm like, I'm going to give these a sniff. And I don't know if he's wearing them or sniffing them or what, but either way, this guy's weird. Throw him in jail, and that's where he belongs, all right?
Even if I take a shortcut through the women's department at the store. Like, dude, the underwear department.
My eyes are forward. My hands are in my pockets. There's no way.
Power walk.
Anyone is going to think I'm a creep. Like, hey, look at this creep walking through the women's underwear aisle.
I'm just trying to get to the beds.
Shortcut. It was a shortcut. I was over here by frozen foods, and that's the only way to. This guy's a pervert. No, I swear. So, yeah, I mean, I guess in the big picture, it's not the worst fetish to have, but when you just pay someone, okay? Just pay someone for their underwear instead of going to laundromats and stealing it, okay?
Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's just, you don't want to be caught being that weird, dude, you know?
No. Yeah, that gets around in the friend circle, and everyone's like, oh, you hear what happened to Hunter? Yeah, he got busted for sniffing panties.
He almost had 1,000 pairs of panties. What's he been doing?
He's got a problem. Yeah, he's not invited to bowling night anymore. That's for sure.
Right.
All right. Sniffing panties for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.